No bottom for oil yet.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. While it's nice to get cheap gas these days, the price of oil is a sign of how bad the economy looks right now. This morning, oil is below $44 a barrel, a four-year low. Traders say the outlook for demand is so bad, oil will probably continue its slide for a while. And this morning, the Labor Department announces the unemployment numbers for November. You can probably guess how that's going to turn out. But here's Ashley Milne-Tite.
The unemployment rate shot up to a 14-year high last month. November numbers are expected to show that things have got even worse. This month's unemployment rate could show the biggest number of job losses in almost 30 years. Economists are gloomy about the next several months as well. Many predict layoffs will keep escalating until the spring. Manufacturing, construction, and retail are all areas that have lost tens of thousands of jobs. Financial services and telecoms have also shed large numbers of workers. The question many have is whether a weak jobs report will prompt the Federal Reserve to slash interest rates again when they meet on December 16th. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Wall Street is really thirsty for some good economic news, but I don't see anything to drink. The Dow is at 8376 after a 215-point drop yesterday. The Nasdaq fell 46, more than 3%, to 1445. The S&P 500 lost 25 points to 845. European shares are down 1-2% so far today, and in Asia, the markets had mixed results by the close. Today is day two of the carmaker bailout hearings on Capitol Hill. Alisa Roth tells us what we've heard so far and what to expect today.
All three CEOs will show up in the House of Representatives today, and they'll probably give spiels much like those they gave the Senate Banking Committee yesterday. They'll work for better fuel efficiency and lower production costs, and they'd be happy to be supervised by a federal oversight board. Robert Schultz follows the auto industry for Standard & Poor's. He expects the government will eventually come through with some money for Detroit.
At the same time, that could probably only just buy them time, because the big challenge being the economy and their turnaround plans, you know, we'll continue on in 2009 and 2010.
No matter what they get from the government, the companies will still be in trouble if people don't start buying their cars again. Meanwhile, the amount Detroit wants keeps getting bigger. 2 weeks ago, they said $25 billion would cover it. Now it's more like $34. Chris Dodd, the senator from Connecticut, said yesterday the government has to do something. But not everybody's convinced. Richard Shelby from Indiana says he will not support a bailout. In New York, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
They actually gave out a Banker of the Year award last night. The title went to Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis. It's the second time in 6 years he's received the award. The past honorees read like a who's who of the financial crisis. Gary Killinger, the former CEO of Washington Mutual, former Wachovia head Ken Thompson, and a couple years ago, Countrywide CEO got a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Shriners Hospitals for Children, providing treatment for orthopedic, burn, and spinal cord injuries at no cost to the families. More at shrinersforkids.org. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
In the movie Jerry Maguire, Cuba Gooding Jr. plays a football player who can't seem to get any big endorsements.
Shoot the Reebok ad, dumbass. Hey, Jerry, where are my endorsements? You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't getting no love from Chevy. Ain't getting no love from Pepsi. Ain't even getting no love from that little Energizer bunny.
Could be a lot of athletes in that situation in this economy. Even the biggest pitch man of them all, Tiger Woods, has ended his relationship with Buick. Our Business of Sports commentator Diana Nyad is here. Diana, is this just a carmaker thing, or should other athletes be worried?
Well, Tiger, you're right. I mean, the guy is gold. He is at about $100 million a year in off the field, so to speak, for him, off the course endorsements. I mean, you know, one of the next highest goes all the way down to $28 million a year. That's the king, LeBron James. Tiger isn't hurting in all the rest of his endorsements. So he's going to be negotiating. His agents are going to be looking for another car deal. And they'll probably get one over the next 6 months before he plays the Masters anyway.
Probably Toyota.
Yeah, maybe something very plebeian, yes. Exactly right.
Well, what about beyond Tiger and the car makers? Are we seeing other athletes lose their endorsements?
You know, the ones that surprise me the most are the superstars that came out of the Olympics. Now, we're not going to count Michael Phelps or Usain Bolt. Phelps just signed a very big deal with Subway. He's going to be on the cover of Corn Flakes boxes. But my God, before the Olympics, Dara Torres, at 41 years of age, had a higher advertising, what they call a Q rating. You know, they're famous, you know, they're likable, they're popular, than Peyton Manning. And now, her agent has literally called her over the last couple of weeks and said, Dara, just the phone is not ringing. I don't know what to do. Go in your kitchen. I opened the cabinet doors. And she said, what? He said, go in the kitchen. Tell me what you got in there. And she's got a baby. So she said, well, I got Kraft this. I got Kraft that. I got Kraft cheese. I got Kraft crackers. He said, Kraft this. And then he calls her back about an hour later. He said, no, I just looked into it. Kraft just laid off a whole bunch of employees. It's not time for me to call Kraft. They're dying. Same with Natalie Coughlin. You know, some of the big name swimmers, and the phones are not ringing for them.
I would think that it would be especially tough on these Olympic athletes because they don't get a salary like pro athletes do in other sports.
The swimmers especially are hit hard this time just because of Phelps. You know, everybody was tuned in. The ratings were gigantic, and even the substars were very big, the Natalie Coughlins of the world, but it didn't come their way. Well, you know, let's talk to the millions of people around the world who are suffering with their 401k plunges and their foreclosures of their homes. You know, we're going to throw all these Olympic athletes right in with the rest of us now.
Diana Nyad, our Business of Sports commentator. Thanks.
Scott, thank you.
We have much more coverage of the financial fallout online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.